Hi, Ion. Good to have you back. Did you knock out Bill's server because I didn't play Vesto fast enough?
You better believe it.
Okay, so do you want to go into some meat? We don't have Greenbrier here, Carolyn. We don't have Brian.
So well, you've been trying to do Bark for months and months and months. Where's Bark? Do Bark. Let's go.
What do you mean? Bring Bart in, you mean?
He knows everything. Go hook him up.
Okay, Bart. You could talk, Bart.
Do 120.
Do 120?
No, you are 120, Bart.
I am 120.
Yeah, come on. Let's go.
All right. Should we talk about 120?
No, you're number 120 on the chat, Silly Bob.
I was going to ask you about the 2-1. Do you choose that, or is that random?
Everything is random, and nothing is random. You should know that.
Right, it would be a both-and situation. So I am 120.
Hey.
There are a lot of things that I feel have been connected for me recently, or at least subject matter, that Roxana sort of helped me clue in on. So to ask sort of a general question to see if these things, if you can connect these or say some words about them. Let's see. A while ago, you mentioned that once one learns to become God in their power and to connect them with themselves, your analogy at that point was the peanut butter sandwich. And you said that once one gets good at making a peanut butter sandwich, then one can also make peanut butter sandwiches plural. And so my first question would be, is that plurality referring to other versions of ourself, or does it refer to other creators, or both?
All of the above.
And is that process in part embraced or activated or engaged by engaging others who are ascending, as you had mentioned to Roxana? Does that sort of... Okay, and it comes through only speaking with others who are ascending, or does it come through other modes of communication that aren't necessarily verbal?
Sometimes desperation.
And that would be on the part of the recipient of that activation. Is that what you're saying? All right, there's a desperation on behalf of the individual who is making the peanut butter sandwiches or the peanut butter sandwiches to be made. All right, I'm going to move on from that.
Stop. Just think when we don't answer, there's a good reason we don't answer. And if you
right.
listen back to the recordings, it sounds kind of ridiculous, and you're glad we didn't answer. Because if we answer, we take you down a rabbit hole that you can't get there. And you're probably the brightest, most smartest, wonderful one that's ever been ever, ever, ever. But you ask some of the goddamn stupidest questions that we've ever heard ever in our whole entire non-physical existence, and we don't even have emotion about it. So therefore, let's rediscover the questions that you are asking, because people do not know what they like. They like what they know. And then once you get away from us, you become brilliant. But in our presence, you come dumbfoundable.
I'll agree with that.
You're not supposed to agree with it. You're supposed to engage it. And when you engage
All right.
it, we can find out fun things. It's going to be great fun. We're going to make you nut. We will do that. Don't you worry. We got this.
Well, you are welcome to. So is there a connection with the communicable aspect of, say, those ascending engagement?
Of the clamp or syphilis? Or
right.
Are there any other communicable diseases you're interested in?
Okay, let me refer to a passage here. It's an Ezekiel passage, and I didn't have it handy immediately, but it's that they will want bread and water. They will consume and be atoned one with another and drink away for their iniquity. Now, I'm paraphrasing that.
We don't like your parenthial wavering.
Would you please help me with the passage that I'm paraphrasing here? Just the passage number. Is it Ezekiel 1? Okay, here we go. It's Ezekiel 4:17. When I heard you say that passage, and I'll say it here, it's 4:16. Moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, behold, I will break the staff of bread in Jerusalem, and they shall eat bread by weight and with care, and they shall drink water by measure and with astonishment, that they may want bread and water and be astonied one with another and consume away for their iniquity. And when you said that previously, you replaced the word astonied with atoned. So there's something that I seem to be pursuing with that atoned one with another. And you've used the word tonality recently, and I'm wondering if this is an individual process, could you say some words about that atoned one with another? Is there a significance in the relationship, I would say, between those who are ascending through this? I would say that there is, but I'm seeing if you would say more words on...
We would.
You would, but you... Should I be leading more? I'm seeing if there's a connection here with the peanut butter sandwiches, plural, the atone with one with another.
Oh, stop. Just don't yep. tell them before you blow your brains out. It's going to be all right. Ain't nobody hurt here. Just hang on. Go to the divisions of the parenthetical places. Ezekiel 1:11. Let's go right there first.
The vision of the four cherubim. Thus were their faces, and their wings were stretched upward. Two wings of every one were joined one to another, and two covered their bodies. That's indicating a two-ness there. And it's mentioned the passage previous, Ezekiel 1:10. As for the likeness of their faces, they four had the face of a man and the face of a lion on the right side, and they four had the face of an ox on the left side. They four also had the face of an eagle. Thus were their faces. This is now 11. And their wings were stretched upward. Two wings of every one were joined one to another, and two covered their bodies. So there's a two-ness there. Their wings were stretched upward.
Aya, shall we move on since Bart's floundering so badly? If you bring in someone else.
You know what? We're trying not to slay him. It's okay. He's doing something, sort of. Kind of. Well, okay. But Ezekiel 1:11.
Thus were their faces, and their wings were stretched upward. Two wings of every one were joined one to another, and two covered their bodies. So there's a joining going on. That's what I'm to get from this passage.
Why don't we just get to the bread of Melchizedek in Genesis 14:17. Maybe that'd help you.
And the king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Chedorlaomer, and of the kings that were with him, and the valley of Shaveh, which is the king's dale.
And Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, and he blessed him and said, Blessed be Abram, the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemies into thy hand. That's the Bob part. And he gave him tithes of all. That's what Bob gets. And the king of Sodom said unto Abram, Give me the persons and take the goods to thyself. Keep on reading. This is where Abram refuses the rewards.
And Abram said to the king of Sodom, I have lift up mine hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread even to a shoe latchet, and that I will not take anything that is thine, lest thou should say, I have made Abram rich. Save only that which the young men have eaten, and the portion of the men which went with me, Aner, Eshol, and Mamre, let them take their portion.
you don't get all the way to Ishmael and Hagar, there's trouble.
Ishmael and Hagar.
Okay, let's give it, see if we can do the crib notes. Keep going to verse 16.
Go back to verse 16.
Keep
and
going brought, until you reach 16.
Genesis 16. And at 1, now Sarai, Abram's wife, bare him no children. And she had an handmaid, an Egyptian, whose name was Hagar. And Sarai said unto Abram, Behold now, the Lord hath restrained me from bearing. I pray thee, go in unto my maid, it may be that I may obtain children by her. And Abram hearkened to the voice of Sarai. Now I know Ginny knows this story well, and I'm vaguely recalling the story, that the handmaid bore, was it Abram's child?
Yes.
I'm skipping to 6. But Abram said unto Sarai, Behold, thy maid is in thine hand. Do to her as it pleaseth thee. And when Sarai dealt hardly with her, she fled from her face. And the angel of the Lord found her by a fountain of water in the wilderness.
Stop. There's significance right there. Every time you turn around, there's a pool. Every time you turn around, there's this incurring with the angel position. It's almost like they were planting lotus flowers in all the waters that were troubled or otherwise in every land. Now, we didn't say, don't say one more thing about all that. Just keep reading.
And the angel of the Lord found her by a fountain of water in the wilderness, by the fountain in the way to Shur. And he said, Hagar, Sarah's maid, whence camest thou? And whither wilt thou go? And she said, I flee from the face of my mistress Sarai. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, Return to thy mistress, and submit thyself under her hands. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, I will multiply thy seed exceedingly, that it shall not be numbered for multitude. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, Behold, thou art with child, and thou shalt bear a son, and shalt call his name Ishmael, because the Lord hath heard thy affliction. And he will be a wild man, his hand will be against every man, and every man's hand against him, and he shall dwell in the presence of all his brethren. And she called the name of the Lord that spake unto her, Thou God seest me, for she said, Have I also here looked after him that seeth me? Wherefore the well was called Beer Lahairoi, behold, it is between Kadesh and Bered. And Hagar bare Abram a son, and Abram called his son's name, which Hagar bare, Ishmael. And Abram was 86 years old when Hagar bare Ishmael to Abram.
Excellent. Very wonderful.
And you said you had to get to Hagar and Ishmael.
No, we said you had to.
Have I just done so?
Yeah, you don't know what you got, but yeah.
On the face of it, this is just a passage of a handmaid bearing a child.
Couldn't bear a child.
The handmaid could not.
The wife could not. She had already.
The wife could not.
Well, that's what you read.
The handmaid fled, and the angel of the Lord found her by a fountain of water in the wilderness.
Trying to catch her up.
Are you
and
talking about Bart's partner, Ion?
Sorry?
That lady who will not make the cut because she does not relate to Ion and the RNA drops. I'm talking about Bart's partner. Are you talking about her? Because according to what you said today, Bart's going to have to get used to living without her because you don't connect with Ion.
Is that true, Ion, what Bob's saying?
Oh, my stars. Are you talking about Joshua chapter 1? Yep, okay, pretty much.
Oh. Hey, Bart, what chapter were you just doing? I got Genesis 14, 17, then you went somewhere else?
Skip to 16, Genesis 16.
That's what the last 5 minutes has been about?
Yep.
Okay, now we're doing Joshua
1. Is this exciting?
Yeah. This is your test, Bart. You be tested.
Oh, okay, then. Perfect. Then move quickly, very quickly, to Judges chapter 4, verse 1.
And the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord when Ehud was dead. And the Lord sold them into the hand of Jabin, king of Canaan, that reigned in Hazor, the captain of whose host was Sisera, which dwelt in Harosheth of the Gentiles. And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, for he had 900 chariots of iron, and 20 years he mightily oppressed the children of Israel. And Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lapidoth, she judged Israel at that time. And she dwelt under the palm tree of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel and Mount Ephraim. And the children of Israel came up to her for judgment. And she sent and called Barak, the son of Abinoam, out of Kadesh Naphtali, and said unto him, Hath not the Lord God of Israel commanded, saying, Go and draw toward Mount Tabor, and take with thee 10,000 men of the children of Naphtali and the children of Zebulun. And I will draw unto thee the river of Kishon Sisera, the captain of Jabin's army, and his chariots and his multitude, and
well,
I will deliver...
There's another river.
The river Kishon Sisera, the captain of Jabin's army...
Keep going.
With his chariots and his multitude, and I will deliver him into thine hand.
Verse 8, what did it say?
And Barak said unto her, If thou wilt go with me, then I will go. But if thou wilt not go with me, then I will not go.
All right. So now you come into the sea of judgment. You'll say those very words right there, and then you kind of go from there.
To 9?
To your white bride person.
And Barak said unto her, If thou wilt go with me, then I will go. But if thou wilt not go with me, then I will not go.
And she said,
I will surely go with thee. Notwithstanding the journey that thou takest shall not be for thine honor, for the Lord shall sell Sisera into the hand of a woman. And Deborah arose and went with Barak to Kadesh.
Ian, are you addressing Bart's move to Houston? Is this the issue here, Ian?
Does Fort Worth ever cross your mind?
That view, Bart?
It hadn't until this moment.
Okay.
Is there an implication of the word worth, an intended implication?
Maybe.
I'm looking at a map.
You jumped too quickly. You're not through with chapter 4.
Verse 10. And Barak called Zebulun and Naphtali to Kadesh, and he went up with 10,000 men at his feet, and Deborah went up with him. Now Heber the Kenite, which was of the children of Hobab, the father-in-law of Moses, had severed himself from the Kenites, and pitched his tent unto the plain of Zanaim, which is by Kadesh.
And see, this was Bob's granddaddy, because Bob is openly a Hobab. Well, this is the Hobab that was his daddy, the father-in-law of Moses. Isn't that cool? See, you got all the way back to Bob's chart. You're so wonderful. Oh, wait. That was us, wasn't it?
What? This guy is my father-in-law? Or somebody?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. Ophany a Hobab, you ought to know that.
What's the name of the guy, Bart?
Bob. What's your name?
Mine's Ophany a Hobab.
Hobab, okay. Hobab, just now are finding out here. Hobab was the father-in-law of Moses.
Well, in the Bible, when they try to identify Ophanel, they can't determine whether he's father-in-law or brother-in-law. They say that about Ophanel. They can't figure it out. But you're saying he was me. Now, but what's the name of the guy, Bart? Is there a Hobab he just said? Well, what's the name that he just said?
He just said your name, Hobab, the father-in-law of Moses.
It doesn't say the father-in-law of Moses there, does it?
It does.
Those words.
Yeah.
It does?
Those words
well,
exactly.
That's me. That is me. It's not my father. That's
Judges
me.
Four.
My
Judges
God, Bart,
four,
you knew me. You and your wife knew me way back there. Well, I don't know why. Why is even Bart? Bart's not in this, is he? Is Bart here?
We're trying to get his
person involved or out of the way?
Your partner, Bart. See, I was right,
yeah.
Bart. I know about this. I had this discussion with you 10,000 years ago.
Yeah.
Zebulon, or whatever pronouns you've been talking.
So that passage
so bring
again,
her on.
Bob, is...
Let's have it out with her. Come on, bring her on. Wake her up, bring her on.
That's not even necessary. That's not even
no,
necessary.
We're both.
That's okay.
No, we're
no,
both.
No, we got Bob. We got this. We can do this.
Okay.
10 million ways, and we're sure you're going to like at least two of them.
So, should I continue?
You have to talk
you can
to
if you want
your,
to,
that person.
But you don't have to. But this is where the Canaanites are defeated, just so you know. And so you don't have to go any further, and that's just beautiful and wonderful, and we're thrilled beyond words. Okay, Bob, can we go to the beach now?
See, Bert, you can rest and think about yourself, or you can ask about this stuff. I think you should stay and ask about it. Now we know what the topic is. In a delicate way, so you don't embarrass your mother,
right.
Your son, whoever you, whatever relatives you got.
Sisters, mothers, cousins, neighbors, friends, ejaculation buddies. Yeah.
We're sounding like a cult now, Bart, where, you know, they bring up people and they rake them over the coals for personal.
Oh, that's what you take a skull hole for. They take a skull hole and put it in cultivation. Yeah, that's right. That happens.
Well, honestly, it's always had the flavor of a cult in that sense, but it's never bothered me.
Yeah, we're not a cult. But
no.
you might want to address this issue. I've been saying you've been avoiding it for 5 years, so now Ian's caught up to me, and he agrees.
Okay, I'll use some.
Use other people's names. Let's pretend we're talking about
right.
Billy and Mary. Okay.
All right, so let's say Billy and Mary. No, it isn't. There was a phrase or something. There's a notion that if you leave something, you know, relationship, it's like you could potentially end up with something worse because whatever your issues are, they sort of follow.
Oh, it's like when you get rid of your wife because she takes a drink and then you marry a drunk.
That comes to mind. Even so, I think it's accurate to say that people are all involved in similarly challenging or unusual situations because of this subject matter, and what's the point of just, or is there a point in trying to escape that, or just can you, is it just enough to just be easy and relax about it and let it take care of itself?
Well, as long as you're nutting appropriately and it suits you, then okay, fine, but if there's issues from the other side of that, it'll catch itself up, so you might as well just chop it off before it gets too ugly.
Hey, Bert, I think I've got my record here of the most people on the conference call, so this issue is so magnetic. Let's stay on it. The most people I've ever had in a conference call happening right now because of you, Bart.
Are you serious?
Your ridiculous constipation. I'm serious, yeah. That's the most people I've ever had. I'm not saying the number.
No, it's consternation. It's not constipation. It's consternation. And we are not going to put Sarah's telephone number on the chat, Bob. Don't worry.
Good. That's great.
Sarah's home phone. Well, it's...
Bart, you're not asking anything. You're just running.
Well,
I don't know what you're talking about. You're not addressing the issue. You should say, what the fuck's wrong with her? Fucking get to it. What is right with her? What's wrong with her?
Well, is there a point in asking what's wrong there and
yes,
is there a way to connect
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Start
yeah. Okay,
somewhere,
well,
Bart.
All right. Is there an issue that is most prominent in the
sure
pushing
issue.
Against that eye on?
Sure
what's
issue.
That?
Sure issue.
It's mine. Okay.
Sure issue. You got to come to the place where you lay out and say, this is where we're going to go. You going or not? I'm going. You going with me? Then let's go. Enough of this bullshit. Either get on or get off or get out or get on. Do what you do. At some point, there's got to be some place, even if she doesn't agree with you, that she can honor your position of what you're choosing. And if you don't
right.
have a handle on that or cannot explain it or converse in such a way that she can understand what you're doing, no wonder she doesn't agree with it. It's not her fault. It's your fault. You get off this with us,
yeah.
You become damn brilliant. I mean, just over the edge, over the top, amazing. And you get on here, and she could listen to this and think, my God, he's made the man I sort of sleep with more than anybody else.
I got you. You don't have to finish that sentence.
Yeah. Rhymes with dick face. Yeah. But then what happens, it comes back around. And then once it's explained and understood, now you're having a different conversation. And we're saying if it's taken this long for you to get it, maybe you don't got it either. So don't convince her. Don't move her. She's right in holding you at bay and saying, this is gibberish, and what the hell are you doing, and why? And if you can't answer that question, then you are the tutor, and you need to be taught how to school this juxtaposed position that she doesn't seem to embrace. That's the essence of what you're trying to say here. That's exactly
okay, very
what
good.
Happened. Okay, very good news.
Well, now, do you have a suggestion along those lines? Because you should be well aware that I've been sort of diplomatic about presenting these things, and it's still too far-fetched.
To whom?
To her.
Then you don't get it. If you got it, you can explain it. Because if you were all that in a bag of chips, she would see that in you and would respect it regardless.
Yeah, Bert, you're failing to manifest the example. In other words, you're fucking up as an INN. Here you are, the expert on dupes, explaining everything, and you can't even emanate to your goddamn partner. This is seriously a fuck-up.
You know, part of it is deliberate because I'm not interested in convincing other people or trying to win other people.
You don't try to convince them verbally, you convince them by emanating, like me. Happiest guy in the fucking planet. No wonder I convert millions. You can't even get your wife interested, or girlfriend, whatever she is. You can't get her interested. What's going on? So you're not emanating. You're suppressing yourself.
Are those words correct?
You've presented no reason for her to be intrigued enough to find out for herself.
To me,
It's not saying. It's your
just being.
It's vibration.
Yeah.
Yeah, your being. Your emanation.
So my emanation's off. If that's the case, I'm going to relax about it. What steps do you take to be like Bob? To emanate.
Yeah, that's what you should think about. Think about that day in and day out. What steps? What steps can I take to be like Bob?
The first step there comes into a position very clearly of you don't get it yourself. Because if you don't get it yourself, then how are you ever going to convince her? You'd ask the question, what is it about it that you like or you don't like? She might not even know that. And based on what you're doing, she's like, it makes you a lunatic or brilliant or something, all kinds of things. But it's not about that. You have to find out where it is.
All right, and you're saying it's not about that. You're saying it's not about the lunacy, it's about something else, or what was that you're referring to?
The connection.
Because you know that I've shared what I have, and there's... Okay, let's just say this, not even saying anything, just by virtue of me being on the phone for a long while. That's bothersome.
To whom?
For her. So you would say...
You better come see what your lover is doing on the telephone. He might be having more fun than he does with you.
Well, that's been stated. So,
well, you're exactly right. Good.
Yeah.
Well, at least she's jealous. That's the first step. That's good. And what you're doing is more fun than playing with her. Good. Now all of a sudden it becomes something that takes away. It's a challenge, see? Now, of course, now if you were Dr. Dean, you'd be delighted that something distracts this lover of yours into doing something else to give you a break. So that's also good, too. Gives a nice respite in the thing called life of living, you see. Because, you know, that Bob, he goes 24-7. He's nonstop. So this is a good way to keep that all balanced, you see. So now, then it comes back to the relationship part where someone wants to be in charge of this relationship. If that's her, then you need to bow to her and you do what she says. And if it's you, then she needs to come to a place where you need to say, this is what we're doing and how we're doing it and why. If you have questions or you need help with that, that's what I'm here for. Let's nut. If not, then nutting, honey, is proscribed.
I would appreciate and welcome a suggestion along those lines, because I feel like I've described the circumstances here as well as I could in a sensitive manner. And
why are you so sensitive? What's the point? Why does it have to be so sensitive? Why can't it just be, this is what I want? What would be wrong with that?
Nothing wrong with that, and that's more or less what the approach is. I mean, I still am, you know, on calls for long stretches.
Well, it's your phone, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you get to say how you use your time, don't you?
Right. There's a partnership. There's a partnership
hours
there.
A day. You're, oh, God. You're not, okay. No, just easy.
Okay.
So, in your onus desire to go forward in this thing called ascension or life or whatever you want to call it, if you proceed and you actually ascend and she doesn't, have you decided where you're going to bury the body?
I haven't.
This is a partnership,
yeah.
So maybe you should ask her where she would like to be buried. It is a partnership. You need to get that worked out, don't you?
Yes, but don't...
Okay,
can anticipate...
No, we got this. We're asking the questions, we got this. So if this is a partnership, this is how we're going to go, and then this is all worked out. If you work it out, good. If you don't, then that's the absolute outcome. So let's embrace that outcome. And honey, if I'm right, you get to pick where you get laid out. How about them smashers? And if I'm wrong, then you can bury me, and it really won't make any difference then, will it? When you change the scam of the screen or the scope of what you're working into, sometimes it's just because you've not completely conveyed the conversation. We, non-physical, when we become a threat, you have a problem. When we become a threat, you become a problem. Because at this stage of the game, you've got to come back to some place, because she's kind of like, because with us, she'd be having the best orgasm in the whole wide world. She'd be sending you to us. You see? And instead, what's happening, she's not having that same repose, as it were, however genteel and soft and lovey and dovey and blah, 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 blah. That you ain't getting it right. If you were getting it right, it would be so delightful. It would be so amazing. It would be so astounding. She wouldn't have to know what we are or what we do or anything about that. She'd be so happy with your experience, alone as living with you, that she wouldn't give a happy goddamn fuck what you were doing 99 hours out of the day, because the 1 hour you were with her made it all worthwhile. So apparently that's not the case, since we do have a formative partnership here.
I'm here to pick up some guidance because, as you said, how's that working for you? You know, I've said certain things and done certain things up to this point. So if you can grease the skids in any way, that would be welcome.
Okay, we're good. And you can get rid of her. That's not a problem. And you can get another one. You can get 100 of them. You can get a handmaiden. You can get all this kind of stuff. Good Lord, you can become a marmot and get you a whole fleet of them. You know, get you a station wagon full of them. It's all right with us. El Camino with all you can haul. It's not a problem, because it's not a problem. That's not the issue. What you're trying to say is in being in a relationship, you'd like to have the relationship where it works, where you can be with the one that you are engaging, and they can enjoy the privileges and the benefits that you also gain or you are gaining from this experience. Or she may look at it and say, you dumb fuck, you're not even figuring it out yourself. Why in the world am I engaged in something that you can't even get? If you can't even get it, what the hell makes you think I want to get involved in it and straighten it all out? So then I have to fix it just like I do every single time we get something started that I end up having to deal with it. You just marmsy-parmsy off in your little la-la land and tip-tap-tap-tap-tap-tap-tap-tap-tap-tap-tap-tap, saying all them damn wordy words you don't even know what the hell you're talking about. Could be like that, you say. So let's bring it back home and say, hey, wait a second. If this relationship is based on something that we can actually engage, then let's engage it. Let's go to the part of, this is why I like this. Well, I don't. Okay, please tell me what it is about this you don't care for. Oh, I just don't know. Well, now you win. Now you know it's just the separation part of your moving on anyway. And if that's what you're doing, then okay, fine. Oh, Bob, we're winning, Bob. We even had the long sigh already. We love that, the long sigh.
You know, well, you're
45
speaking...
and put it in your mouth, though. Put it in your mouth, though, because if it's going to be an open casket, you want to go through the back of the skull. It's much easier that way.
Well, my preference is that this would work out to my benefit. And
your benefit is the only benefit that works. You have got to figure this out. Until you become so selfish that you must be happy, she will never do you any good. She won't do you any good. Until you're so selfish that you're going to have what you want, when you want, the way you want it, and that's going to be all right with you, God damn it, or not. That's what she wants you to do anyway. She wants you to come in and sweep that up. She likes to be involved. She wants to have a say. Of course, that's not a problem or issue. But this Casper Milquetoast approach to non-physical, by God, is getting right up our nose. Now it's come quickly to the place where you're going to have to shit or get off the pot. Not cannabis. We like cannabis, but everything else that's a pot.
So you're saying that more direct and more open wording about this is going to have a different effect? And
well, it can,
if you're involved,
but if nothing else, you can look at the chat line. Everybody else is trying to give it up to you right there on the chat line right now. You've moved up the food chain. Hey, okay, get it. We're going to measure your penis. We're going to do girth. It's all about the girth. It's much more important than length. It's not how deep you fish, honey. It's how you wiggle your worm. That's right. So you get that part right. Then you got to learn how to slow down and not ejaculate too quickly. You want to go slow. Make sure everybody else is happy first. Remember, got to knock a little man out the boat. We're going to show you how to do this.
Yeah.
And if you do this stuff real good, they'll be so lined up. That woman, whoever, whatever her name is, that partner, whatever it was, will be a dim and faint memory. And then you won't have to wonder or worry what the conversation was. See, and that's what I'm saying. If you get so right with you, none of that makes a difference. Fuck that shit. I'm going to the movies. Would you like to go? Well, what do you mean you're going to the movies? Well, I think I'd like to go see a movie. Well, I don't. I understand. I'm going to see the movies. Would you like to go? No, I don't think I want to. As a matter of fact, I don't think you're going to movies either. Well, now we have a problem. And when I get back from the movies, we're going to thoroughly talk about this. See, you've got to somehow come to a place where if it's good enough to do it, then you got to do it. If it's not, then you're pissing up the wrong rope. Unless you like the golden shower kind of party. Now, that's okay, fun, too, if you know what you got to know what you're doing.
Yeah.
So have some help around, but you can do that kind of stuff. It's great fun. But now you got to learn how to hold back to make it last. It's a conditional response, so you can hold back and wait. Keep going and wait. Keep going. You can come and then recover quickly, but you don't do that. Once you're done, you're done. So you got to learn how to hold back and wait. Do you agree?
I agree. I've been doing that.
That's a good. It's good for you. It makes you better. Because you've got to be a good lover if you're going to hang this on. Because when you can become the right lover, then you get to say, just because that's what you want. Does that make sense?
Was that part for Trina?
Well, we talk for everybody, but we're talking to you.
Yeah, I saw her on the chat line. I'm listening to this. I'm going to re-listen to this. I'll listen to these words, and I will attempt to apply these words and Bob's suggestions. I'm going to assume that there's other assistance, that some other connection or shift that's taken place that...
You might use one of those nice cock rings. That might help you too.
All right, I hear you on the getting busy part.
Well, when you bloom, it makes all that other stuff work.
I like the word bloom.
We do, too.
Is that happening now?
Well, it depends on what size cock ring you choose.
All right, well, I have the coital stuff down.
Okay, good. So get right. This is what we're saying now. It's wonderful to speak 10,000 perfect words, but it's one stray part where you miss it makes the mess and the problem. That's what we're talking about. You got to get it right. If you're going to do this, you got to get it right. And it's not even about left or up or down or over or under, any various and other thing that a rabbit can do to a stump. It's bring it back to a place where it can be appropriate. See? So that it's normal, so that you're happy, so that you're together. You should be able to eat and drink and poop and piss and ejaculate and be normal consistently. And if you're going to have a long-term relationship with anybody, you're going to have to get a base where that works. Your seasoned appetites control the mythology of how the relationship is. And if you're having all this problem with, I don't like what you're doing, I don't like this, you're not. She's not getting enough. If you're doing that part right, they can give a happy fuck if you were worshiping Bob's Dark Lord Master Satan himself. They wouldn't give a fuck. You'd be right on. It wouldn't make any difference. But you're not right on, and that's why you're having this issue. That's the way to say
that. Are you simplifying it down to the bedroom?
We're moving it right up to stupid. You're going to be great. Just hang on for a minute.
Define stupid in that context.
Lord, suffering can't.
Oh, you're simplifying
Bob.
It. You know what's funny is, I guess I sort of realized that I become sort of somewhat inarticulate when I'm engaging you, and I've relaxed about that because I'm often not necessarily trying to go for some sort of highbrow intellectual uncovering, and usually engaging you have a tendency to sort of lead folks out of their territory, out into the wilderness.
Yeah, we want you fucking. That's what we want. If you was fucking right now, we'd have a much better time. It's great. It's really good. You can get an erection. You can sustain the erection. You can roll right through. Get the fucking. This is what this is about. If you was doing all that just right, she'd be with you right now. She'd be on the call. You'd be on the phone for a very long time. You'd be able to withhold yourself and hold on. You can enjoy Bob's ridiculous, inappropriate music that no one should have to be forced to listen to. You can have a whole lot of fun in that whole process. Couple of hours on the show could be a couple of hours engaging in quarters with your partner, whatever you want to call it. It's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
Barbecue it, put curry on it, and eat it. That's the easiest way to solve that. But we live in a different world from that side. We put it back in the position of, what the fuck are you doing, and why are you having this conversation? Get on with this thing called life, or get the fuck out. Is that easier?
Yeah. Well, you said if she's happy, then you're happy.
Well, if she's happy, you won't be talking about this anymore.
Well, Bob brought it up.
We like Bob.
I like Bob, too.
So,
all right.
You better bring Bob back before you lose all your highlights. By the way, the cocktail this weekend is Manhattan's. Everybody should enjoy Manhattan's. And the clothes will come off in about, 12 more minutes.
Thank you, Ion.
You know,
thanks, Bob, for
welcome.
Letting me go.
You're welcome. We've been trying to get you here early enough. If we'd asked the madam of the house, if it was all right, if we can be here for just one moment, it'd be just wonderful. We're so glad that this my three sons approach to living, it never works.
Yeah, the exchanges are sometimes,
they don't have to be brisk if you'll do them. If you're busy fucking, you ain't talking about fucking. You're fucking.
Yeah.
You ain't got to talk about it. You're doing it. It's great.
All right.
Well, okay, good. That is no.
Yes, thank you.
We'll know. We'll count the orgasms, and we'll keep that in account.
You go ahead and do that. All right.
You can blog about your orgasms. It'll be great for you.
I'm blogging verbally now, so
Bert.
Maybe I'll blog verbally.
Bert. You know, what's incredible is the number of callers just keeps going. I think people are emailing everybody all over the universe saying, Burns getting reamed. Burns' dick is being hung out to dry.
He's been measured.
Yeah, the fucking numbers are just going up.
He's been measured by non-physical for his very own cock ring. This is going to be a great day.
You can't get a better tailor.
You can't get a better tailor than that. It's which side do you wear your snipe on?
Left side.
That's pretty good. So we'll see how fast it drops off once Bart's topic is over. Are we finished? Do we risk the high ratings?
All the way up to cypher cock, right, from Mark.
Yeah, they're starting to drop off already. They see it's ending. These people are perverse.
They don't want to be called out.
How are they finding out? Who are these people?
It's great fun. It's great fun. The energy, the frequency, it's your freak on, does this for all time. We would say that's the same thing with your drops, with this the eloquence or elocution of even developing these products. What happens is that the essence of the beingness makes way for itself. It's actually becoming, just like your relationship, and we're so glib when we kind of carry on with it because we could give a happy fuck about all that bullshit, but right. You are interested in, engage it, beautiful, wonderful. If that doesn't work out, we'll put 10,000 right behind it. We get you off so bad you won't even know what happened, and you will become a Casper Milk Toast because you'll be anemic from all the loving.
Okay, that's appreciated.
Not a problem. But then you get to a balance where it's kind of like there is more than this. If there is more to this, then all these other things find a way. If you used the products rightly, then you would be more busy. And if you were more busy, then everybody would want more of that. If that makes any sense. It should be from a standard balance. Do you ever just wake up and just want to just bust it? I mean, doesn't it move you to that degree at some level somehow? Or does everything in your world must be absolutely anatomically proscribed down to the nth degree?
There's a little bit of that.
A little bit of that? You think we would bring that up if it weren't like the huge issue part of that?
Okay, no, I'm clear on that. And there's a relationship with the way I'm using the products to that.
You need to up your magnesium just a little bit.
Okay, that's great. I will. I'm doing 2 droppers twice a day.
All right, first of all, get that. You know that dropper? Throw it in the fucking garbage. Get rid of that dropper. Get you a spoon. Either a teaspoon or a tablespoon. You'll be all right. B-I-D.
Yeah, the Bob method. Use a spoon. You don't use a dropper.
Yeah. Well, no, the Bob method, just drink out of the bottle. It's easy. three bubbles. Blub, blub, blub. That's how much Bob you get. But then he is the only one who ever did $100,000 worth of Renew in a bathtub and just got in it, rolled around a little bit, and then pulled the drain just right away. Just let it all go.
True story.
How was it, Bob?
I didn't notice. I don't register anything.
He didn't notice. Yeah. He didn't know anything. He was too busy trying to clean the bathtub after all the Renew ran out of the tub. It healed the tub. The tub got better at reglazing the whole. The ceramic tile had made it all perfect. He was excited that it was finally once and for all clean.
You used to say, Ion, that if you get down to the bottom of the RNA bottle to just chug it, and I hadn't done that in a while. I did it with one of the more recent rebobs and practically stayed up all night.
Oh, yeah. If you notice, there's more white stone in the rebobs now than there is juice. Have you all noticed that?
Yeah.
You always shake it up because you want to leave that all alone. But that is your white stone.
And I've been eating that twice a day.
That's good. You've done this long enough that now your body's actually starting to respond. Can you spread your fingers any more than you used to? You know, make them expand?
Yeah.
And what about your meat sack body? What else did you want to adjust on that? While you got us here, we might as well clean the rest of this shit up.
I have a little bit of an issue with the skin on my right foot.
Okay, what you wanted to do? You want no skin? We can.
No. Just clear it up. It's a little dry on it.
Say use a little of this thing. It's marvelous. Bob uses it sometimes. He doesn't know he uses it. It's called Renew. You should try that. It'll be amazing.
Well, I have done a little, but I'll continue with that. Is there something that you can tell me that can be addressed? Because it's feeling pretty good to me.
Well, it looks fine. It's fine. Put a little grease on it and RNA. Spritz a little magnesium on it, too. But now that's way over our pay grade. You'll have to consult Dr. Dean on that to be sure. But that's all you need.
All right, so the teaspoon, BID.
Boom. And that's how many orgasms you should be having a day, too, BID.
Well, you know, if I hold them for 24 hours, it kind of holds it over.
You don't have to hold them. You just have to be good at the conditioning of it. Once everybody's happy, then you can go. Then go. You don't have to prolong it forever. But you get started, you're all this, and then you're ready to go, and then you're done. Everybody's looking at you like, what the fuck was that? You need to start over. Because, No. So
yeah.
You have to wait until everybody else is happy first. See? Do it like Zappa looked at music. You never knew what you were playing anyway, so you never knew when you missed. So, hey, you've got the pitching and catching part all worked out, right? You understand that easy. There's no problem there, right?
I'm clear on that. Thank you. Yeah.
Good, good, good. That's wonderful. We love it how he gets so soft and easy with all that kind of stuff. Okay, so now, how about, do you want to cover anything else? Are you all right with anal intercourse? Have you got that all worked out now?
I'm covered on everything in the Kama Sutra, pretty much.
Oh, nice. Okay, good. So then engaging shouldn't be a problem at all then, so that's good.
No,
that's good.
No.
That's good. Hey, that's when the Packers are playing the 69ers. They don't call it the Big Ten for nothing.
So were the questions that I was intending to ask earlier that I started to ask, which I've kind of lost my place, was there anywhere to sort of mine?
Yeah, it'll get you all up to Psalm 137.
Is that chapter 1, verse 37?
142. Then 137. Chapter 137.
This is called Psalms? Psalm something?
Yes, it is. Psalm 137.
By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down.
There it is again. Yes,
there's another river. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song, and they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth, if I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. Remember, O Lord, the day of Jerusalem, who said, raise it, even to the foundation thereof. O daughter of Babylon, who art to be destroyed, happy shall he be that rewardeth thee as thou hast served us. Happy shall he be that taketh and dasheth thy little ones against the stones.
Yay, you got it. So now take your little ones and bash them against the stones. It's great. And then everybody goes to bed happy. Isn't that nice?
You're saying wedding tackle? Are you equating?
We said what it says.
And now I'm going to Psalm 142. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before him. I shewed before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. In the way wherein I walked have they privily laid a snare for me. I looked on my right hand, and behold, there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me.
Yay. See? We're trying to get you back out where in the land of the free, in the home of the nutters.
Now, what prompted you to have me go there were my initial questions dealing with gauging others who are ascended. So is that circling back?
Do. And then if you decide to get rid of your partner, that's in Jeremiah chapter 3, through to verse 5.
They say, if a man put away his wife and she go from him and become another man's, shall he return unto her again? Shall not that land be greatly polluted? But thou hast played the harlot with many lovers, yet return again to me, saith the Lord. Lift up thine eyes unto the high places, and see where thou hast not been lean with. In the ways hast thou sat for them, as the Arabian in the wilderness, and thou hast polluted the land with thy whoredoms and with thy wickedness. Therefore the showers have been withholden, and there hath been no latter rain, and thou hadst a whore's forehead, thou refusest to be ashamed. Wilt thou not from this time cry unto me, my father, thou art the guide of my youth? Will he reserve his anger forever? Will he keep it to the end? Behold, thou hast spoken and done evil things as thou couldest.
Yum. See, you got it all worked out now. Isn't this fun?
Now, I've spoken a lot, so this is putting things in order, as it were?
Or... Well, we're tired of listening to you cry.
Can we move on,
Ian? Yeah, we're not going to do this, but we're going to lay this down. When you get all the way up to Daniel chapter 8, don't go there. It's the ram, the he-goat, the little horn, the length of the vision.
Okay. We don't go there now? That's in the future. So
that's
Daniel
home,
what?
That's homework. 8.
What chapters, verses?
All of it. All the way through 27.
Oh, okay, Daniel 8.
You can do the interpretation of the little horn, the interpretation of the he-goat, the interpretation of the ram, and then the response of Daniel.
I will go through
awesome.
That. I appreciate that.
We're going to get you right. We're going to get your electrolytes right. And if you will, if you don't mind, if it's not too much of a bother, if you could drink a little bit of that ridiculous salty water stuff, it might help you a little bit too. But you've
okay,
only been told that about
that.
90 million times, and you don't seem to be able to do it. So why don't we try to take that on a little bit? It might be good since we're going to ask you out here just right. Don't come back here crying when you haven't done what you've been told. Because if you didn't listen to us the first time, we may not be the one to help you the next time, huh?
Thank you, Carolyn.
Uh-huh.
Well, yes, thank you for taking the hit for us, Bard, and being the guest of honor.
Yeah, you had a private session. That was an hour, over an hour long.
I did.
The bill is in the mail.
Well, public session on private matters.
And we hid it right there in the archives so nobody can see it forever and ever and ever. It'd be great. Although you will have to blog about what size cockering you went with. Everybody's got to know.
Yes, and just for the record, it's a pinch of sea salt in 1 liter. Is that correct?
No, an eighth to a quarter of sea salt or Himalayan salt in a quarter a liter of water. So it's more than a pinch, but I say the pinch when people say, oh, I can't stand the taste of it. We'll start with a pinch and work up. Okay?
An eighth to a quarter of a
teaspoon.
Pound. An eighth to a quarter of a pound.
Yeah,
start with
okay.
A pound and you'll be all right. Because a pint's a pound the whole world round. Pint's a pound the whole. And mind your P's and Q's. That's the difference between pints and quarts. You'll do great with this. It's going to be fun.
It's very good to hear your voice again there.
You
were you just saying to Carolyn?
I was
you were
asking
just Carolyn.
To Carolyn
when you said nice to hear Carolyn's voice? Is that what you were saying?
Or I.
Well, and Carolyn too, because I haven't spoken with Carolyn in a while. Not on the phone. I've listened to the archives, but it's nice to hear Carolyn's voice. It's nice to hear Ian's voice. It's nice to hear everybody's voice.
He's just horny, y'all.
But it wasn't
don't
such a pleasure listening to your voice, you fucking candy-ass fucking whip shit.
Yeah. Well, you don't have a choice.
This gets back to reality.
Get out while you're ahead, Bart. Get out.
Yeah. What the fuck? I've been asleep for an hour. What the fuck's been going on, Carol? I was sleeping for an hour.
Oh,
that was my hour.
Bart's still on the fucking line?
He dozed off. He dozed off for a second until Bill blew up the turbo bridge. Y'all better get some Vespa up. That's what I suggest. You better get some senior home right pretty thin. Quick, that's what we suggest.
Get on with it.
Okay, very good.
Much appreciated.
Okay, thanks, Bart. Now, what do we do here? We got hundreds of people here. Let's just see who can out-yell anybody and see who Ian answers. Okay, and I mute everybody.
Ian, you're wrong.
Ian,
you're wrong. You have always been wrong. You will forever be wrong, Ian.
This is on his way downtown.
Ion, no one believes you. We never believe in what you tell us. Prove yourself, Ion. Prove yourself, Ion. We do not believe what you're saying,
Ion. I want to know how to get off ego bath.
I don't know what these people are saying, Ion, but they're all liars.
I want to know how to get off ego bath.
Liar. Ion will never tell the truth. He's giving us garbage. Ion is not telling the truth.
Ion, did I hear you answering some of the questions, Ion? I thought I detected you in there.
We answered most all of them. We sure did.